Now the latest on a vaccine. Drug maker AstraZeneca saying its experimental vaccine has shown an average efficacy of 70% in large-scale trials, and in some cases going up to 90%. That's the latest of several trials worldwide to post their results. The news follows Pfizer's announcement that it has asked the FDA for emergency authorization to hand out its vaccine, Moderna, the next in line for the same consideration. With all this vaccine being prepared, what is next? Our own Dimitri Sotis spoke about it with Jason Swartz, assistant professor of health policy at the Yale School of Public Health.
This is great news that we have three highly effective vaccines, and we're still going to figure out the exact percentages as work goes along. But that means a tremendous amount of options are now available to get hundreds of millions of doses available in the United States and around the world in the coming months throughout 2021. So now the hard work really does begin. We're not finished yet. Now we have to figure out how to get these vaccines where they need to go in the United States, how to get them to states, and ultimately how to get them into people's arms. And research that I've done with colleagues at the Yale School of Public Health and at Harvard shown just how important it will be to figure out ways to quickly and effectively get these vaccines to large numbers of people, or else these really high effectiveness numbers that we're hearing right now actually won't make the kind of dent that we're hoping them to make in the trajectory of the pandemic.
What kind of obstacles are we looking at?
Oh, it's a long, long list in terms of not just the logistics of the infrastructure of getting the right freezers and the right numbers of doses where they need to be, but it's ultimately developing the programs to help educate the public, inform the public about the importance of these vaccines, to identify the target populations we want to get these vaccines to first while we're still getting more doses, and ultimately building the systems to help get the vaccines quickly available to large numbers of the people. This is unprecedented. This is a historic program that we're thinking about, and the logistical and administrative challenges are things that, frankly, we haven't seen before, and states need a lot of money and a lot of support to take the lead for this critical phase of the vaccination program.
What's going to determine whether this goes very well or very badly? And of course, there is a middle ground, too. It doesn't have to be on the extremes, but what could tip it one way or the other?
No, I think it's really going to relate to how well we can help build public confidence, public support in these vaccines. We've seen discouraging numbers right now in terms of public attitudes about how willing the public will be to get this vaccine when one becomes available. So we're going to need to get all hands on deck for an educational messaging communication strategy to help say why we believe these vaccines are valuable, the benefits they can bring about, and why it's so important for large numbers of the public to come and get these vaccines when it's available for them. That's going to be a critical challenge. And I think what we've seen so far is these good results, these positive numbers, 90%, 95%, hopefully that will help tilt public opinion to saying these vaccines are fantastic and we can use them in tandem with these other strategies we've been using for months to really put a dent in this really troubling story we're seeing right now with respect to the pandemic.
But I hear you talking a lot more about public attitudes than about, oh, we've got refrigeration problems here and this batch of the vaccine will be ruined if it's not kept cold. You seem to believe maybe that those things are under control or will be?
We've got a good set of plans in place for that nitty-gritty logistical freezers and distribution and shipping supply chains and those sorts of issues. The Trump administration has put a tremendous amount of effort and energy with vaccine manufacturers into those aspects of distribution. But there's a hearts and minds aspect to the vaccination campaign. We see it for vaccines for decades, for centuries, and we see it just as important to this vaccination program. And that's going to be an issue where states, local health departments, healthcare providers, scientific community is going to have to come together to make sure that there's the demand that will match the supply that we're spending so much time and money and energy to get there. So I do think that's going to be a really important, maybe even a make or break feature of the role that vaccines will play in the months ahead.
I came into this interview thinking we'd be talking a lot about scarcity and long lines. And you seem to believe once the first responders and others are taken care of, if you want a vaccine early next year, you should be able to get it.
I think we're heading in that direction, not right away, certainly not next week or next month, but in the first half, the first few months of 2021, now that we have multiple promising vaccines, perhaps two that might be authorized by the Food and Drug Administration, even in the next several weeks, that we're going to see tens of millions of doses produced each month, such that, you know, it'll probably be more of a challenge to get those vaccines where they need to go and get them into whom they're recommended, more so than trying to allocate these scarce resources. So I think we're doing pretty well now that we've got several promising candidates, more in the pipeline, that now it's going to be that question of matching matching them with the right states, the right locations, the right communities, starting with those high-risk healthcare providers and other groups, and then pretty rapidly broadening out to the population, hopefully by spring.
A final thought you may have.
You know, I think we have to think about this not as the beginning of the end, but as the end of the beginning, as Winston Churchill famously said here, that we have made incredible progress, historic progress, to get where we are right now with promising vaccines in record time. But that's not victory. Victory will come when these vaccines are put to use to make the change in the trajectory and the story of this pandemic that we're seeing right now. And that's every bit as difficult and as challenging as the scientific achievements that it looks like we're pretty close to conquering. So we need now to pivot our attention, our investments, our energies to getting these vaccines where they need to go. And I think that will be the story that we'll be focusing on and we ought to be focusing on in the months to come.
Again, that's Jason Schwartz, Assistant Professor of Health Policy at the Yale School of Public Health on Skype.